Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Parent Factors with your host, Dr. John DeGarmo. Today, families are a lot different than they were in the past. So whether you have one child or you're part of a blended family, you can depend on Dr. John for weekly insights, answers, tips, and solutions. Now, the world of parenting is right at your fingertips. Here's Dr. John.
One of the things that my wife and I really value as parents of our biological children, our adoptive children, our foster children, is to teach all the children in our home the importance of giving, the importance of serving, the importance of sharing what we have. So many people ask me, Dr. John, what do your children learn? What do your biological children learn from being a foster family of 13 years? And I tell them that the thing I hope they take from the most is the importance of sharing what we have with others, of giving to others. That is one trait, that is one idea that I want my children, all the children in my home, to learn and take with them as they grow older. Because so many of us have been blessed with so much, and we want to share that. So it is my hope that my own children will be, they may not necessarily be foster parents later on in life, but hopefully in some aspect in their life, they will give to others. So we try to teach them that early on in a variety of ways. I am so excited with this week's show, this week's episode of Parent Factors with Dr. John, to share with you a really neat guest. Our special guest this week is Barb Royal of Kids Can Give. She has done something that I think is just really neat. So, calling in from the great state of South Carolina is Barb Royal, the CEO and founder of Kids Can Give Too. Barb, welcome to the program. Barb, so you are a former elementary school teacher. You've taught for quite a while. You've coached for quite a while. You've led lots of children's programs, and now you're in charge of this organization called Kids Can Give Too. Before we learn why you did that, Barb, what is, in a nutshell, what is Kids Can Give Too?
Okay, Kids Can Give Too is an online service that makes it easy for kids to share half of their birthday money with a charity. So we make it super simple for parents to register their child's birthday party, put in all the party details, where the party is, what time the party will be, and then we use that information to create a secure online invitation link. And embedded in that link is the opportunity for the party guests to be able to donate money instead of a wrapped gift. Go ahead.
This is something I have never heard of before. I worked years ago when I lived in Australia. One of the things that I did was I ran a roller skating / bowling rink. You know, we had birthday parties there where kids would come spend their birthday parties there. And I've taken kids to who knows what kind of birthday parties. But I've never heard of anything like yours before. It may be the first.
Yeah. Well, it's a unique company that I came up with the concept about 5 years ago. I was, I'm the mother of three kids at the time. I had three kids under 10 years old. I was teaching elementary school, and I'm always looking for those teachable moments. And I was going to all these birthday parties and was just kind of astonished how things had changed so much from the time I was a child, where we would sit in a circle in our little party shoes and we would open up gifts and we'd make eye contact and say thank you. And those days that were long gone, I was going to birthday parties at those skating rinks that you're talking about, Dr. John, and I would actually throw the kid gets there, you put the gift in a big bin and then you go to the party and then you leave. And then the kid kind of takes the gifts home and they're often duplicated and not wanted or unneeded. So I kind of thought there had to be a better way.
Oh my goodness. So this was your vision then of, well, let me ask it differently, Barb. Why is it important Is it important, Barb? Is it important for children to learn to give in this day and age where society is so selfish? You know, our entertainers, our athletes, and our role models for children all are talking about themselves, how important and how wonderful they are. You know, we seldom hear about team effort anymore. It's all about I, me, me, me. But you're doing something that's completely radical here. You're talking about children who are giving something, giving up something they have to others.
Well,
so
the great thing about Kids Can Give too is that we believe that it's a real life lesson in giving, right? So when we grow up, we get a job, and then we don't take everything we make and give it away, right? We give some away. We give part of it away. And that's kind of what I wanted to teach children, is that this is a way for kids to understand a real life lesson in giving, where they don't necessarily need to get 20 plastic toys that they'll maybe play with for 5 minutes or not even play with at all or already have. But this would be a better solution. They could pick a charity that they care about, that they can relate to. We have a ton of charities on Kids Can Give To that kids can really relate to. And they can give a portion of their what they normally would have gotten to their birthday, this charity. But then they also get a Visa card to pick out a gift, a meaningful gift, a group gift, if you will, from their friends. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. And when you speak to the value of teaching kids about giving, you know, when I taught, my students had giving hearts. You know, when I would teach my students, I would give them these opportunities to show off these giving hearts. They craved more, like, let's run down and sing happy birthday to the nurse, or, you know, whatever it might be. They loved it. They were always asking for more. And so the other thing is, I wanted to fulfill this thing, this desire for kids to show off their giving hearts and to want to continue to do that as they grow into adulthood.
So Barb, when you first began this idea of yours, did you get some people scratching their heads and looking at you with funny looks, or did you have complete buy-in?
I had lots of strange, funny looks, of course. You know, it's funny because when I first came up with the concept, I don't know if you remember Webkinz or not, but they're the little stuffed animals that had the little tag on them, and then you would go to the Webkinz website and you'd put the code in on the tag of the little stuffed animal, and then your stuffed animal would show up on the screen. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was the first iteration of Kids Can Give Too, where my family owned a printing company, so we would give out these printed invitations, and on the invitation it said, go to kidscangivetoo.com and enter this code, and then when they did, a page would come up, and it would say, you know, please give to Johnny's birthday party because he's going to share half his gifts with Lucy's Love Bus or Ronald McDonald House. And so that's how it kind of started. And it was sort of just a neighborhood thing. My friends, I had a website that my friends used. Kind of when you have a blog that only your friends read, I had a website that only my friends used. And then I started to kind of really get into trying to grow it. And then I finally just quit teaching and started doing it full time.
Wow. So, Barb, what does Kids Can Give To, how does it help parents?
Well, the first and foremost thing is that we help parents, you know, provide this lesson in giving. And it's not just a lesson in giving. It's a lesson in the value of money. It's the value of less stuff, sort of reducing the amount of unneeded or unnecessary things in your life. And it's also, we help parents with that experience, you know, that real life hands-on experience of a child being able to kind of choose a charity and give away something that otherwise would have been theirs. So we help parents that way, but we also help the parents and the party guest parents. They love Kids Can Give To because, you know, they know they get a Kids Can Give To invitation. All they have to do is jump online, give $20. They know it's going to a great cause. Their money isn't being wasted on, you know, some type of plastic toy that they know the child may not even want. So we help the party guest parents with that convenience as well. So we help parents in many ways.
So tell me, how does it work? How do you come into it? Do people contact you and you arrange it all? And can the party be anywhere a person wants it to be at?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of Kids Can Give Too. It's all over the country. It's, you know, it's a national website. We're always looking for more charities, but there are charities, tons and tons of great charities to choose from all over the country. Parents, it literally is so easy. They take 5 minutes, they jump online, they put their party information in, they choose an invitation. We have an email system where you can send it out through Kids Can Give Too, or they can copy the link and send it from their private email. They could take that link and create a printed invitation. They can literally do whatever they want. They send those invitations out via online. Parents respond with a $20 or $25, or sometimes grandma gives $100. And then we just simply track the money. We have a party dashboard for the parent host, and they can check their RSVPs. They can see their donation amounts. The kids get excited every time a new one comes in. When the party's over, we send a check to the charity for 50%. We send a Visa card to the child for 40%, and Kids Can Give Two makes 10%. The average party collects about $300. That's $150 to a charity and $120 to a kid.
And how many parties would you do on average a month?
Well, we're a startup now, so our numbers really varied. It also varies between months. Like, a lot of times parties slow down, obviously, in December. That's a crazy month for parents. And they slow down in the summer because parents are out of school. But we have high months and low months, and we have doubled the amount of parties since 2014. We've doubled the amount of parties in 2015. We hope to continue that. We just recently, back last January, I closed on my first angel round of investment, where you run around Shark Tank style and raise money for your charity, for your company. So I raised $325,000. I was able to hire a full-time web developer and a full-time marketing person. So we are now in the throes of startup-ness. I don't know if you're familiar with tech startups, but we're kind of in the throes of trying to really figure out what our niche is and how to, you know, create sustainability through different types of marketing. So that's where we are in the process right now.
Right. So what did you do before you started Kids Can Give Too? Now, you mentioned that you were a teacher. What did you do?
That's right.
How did that prepare you for what you're doing now?
Well, you know, I was a teacher for over 20 years. I taught in both affluent areas, and I started my career, my first 7 years was in an inner city environment. So I had I really had my finger on the pulse of need when I was teaching in that inner city environment. And I learned so much about kids and their giving spirits, even no matter what their circumstances were. And I was always super inspired by that. I went on to teach in a more affluent area, and then I saw the flip side of the coin of kids having so much and just seeing how much they really had compared to what they could really get away with not having and be able to be productive with what they don't have and maybe give up a little. So I saw both sides of the coin. I also coached soccer for many years. I have been involved in all kinds of children's programming. I was a theater director for a little theater company here in Pawleys Island. So I've done a lot of things, as a PTO president. I've always immersed myself in that whole child culture and parenting culture. And, you know, I just know that there's a huge need for this. And the biggest thing we need to do now is we need to get people to book parties. So That's the big thing now.
Right. Well, so when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the experiences that you have with some of the kids at your parties. But we've got to take a commercial break. Barbara, can you stay with us?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. You're listening to Parent Factors with Dr. John. I'm Dr. John DeGarmo. We will be back after these messages.
We'll be back with Parent Factors and Dr. John right after these messages.
Now there is a book available for children coming into foster care. The book is called A Different Home, A New Foster Child Story. Written in simple language and fully illustrated in color, this storybook is designed to help children in care or moving into care to settle in and answer some of their sensitive questions. Accompanied by notes for adults on how to use the story with children, it will be a useful book for foster parents and caseworkers, as well as social workers, teachers, and anyone else working with children in foster care. A Different Home, A New Foster Child Story, available at Amazon and where all books are sold.
Greetings. My name is Daniel Heimpel, and I'm the publisher of The Chronicle of Social Change, an online news site covering child welfare and juvenile justice. Be sure to check out our money and business section, which includes a huge database of youth services funding opportunities from private foundations and all levels of government. Thanks for taking a look at chronicleofsocialchange.org.
Did you ever wish there was a manual for foster parents? Well, now there is. This manual is a comprehensive guide offering proven friendly advice for novice and experienced parents alike. Distilling many years' experience into one book, U.S. foster and adoptive parent John DeGarmo combines his own hard-won wisdom with that of fellow foster parents. He describes what to expect from the process, how to access help and support, and how to ensure the best care for your child. The Foster Parenting Manual, available now in stores and at Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Christian Molesky, owner, editor, and creator of Foster Focus magazine, the only monthly foster care magazine in America. You're listening to Foster Talk with Dr. John DeGarmo. Enjoy and visit fosterfocusmag.com.
Did you know there are more than 400,000 children in foster care? Foster, adoptive, and kinship caregivers stand in the gap for these children, and they need support too. The National Foster Parent Association has been the voice of foster, adoptive, and kinship caregivers for more than 40 years, advocating for thousands of families who open their heart and homes to children in need. Learn more about NFPA at www.nfpaonline.org or call 1-800-557-5238.
An insightful, interesting new book called Fostering Love, available at Amazon or where you buy books. John DeGarmo learns that to follow God's call in his life means to take up his cross in his own home. This book is a true life account of his experience as a foster parent, along with his wife and their own three children, as he followed God's call to take foster children into his home. This is a story of heartbreak, sadness, and ultimate love as he comes to find God in the tears and smiles of many foster children. Fostering Love by Dr. John DeGarmo.
And now back to Dr. John and Parent Factors.
And we're back with Parent Factors with Dr. John. I'm your host, Dr. John DeGarmo. We have a very, very interesting special guest this week. Barb Royal is the founder and CEO of a really interesting organization called Kids Can Give 2, where children can donate some money, if you will, part of their proceeds. But they can donate at their birthday parties. It's just something I've never heard of before, and I think it is really special. As a parent of over 50 children who've come through my home, I think this is one idea that is really, really unique and special and so important for our children to learn in today's society. In today's society where it's all about me, 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 this is the opposite. This is about children giving at their birthday. It's just remarkable. So, Barb, tell us about a time where, let me ask you this. Do the kids at the parties like Kids Can Give too, or are they thinking, you know what, I want more, more, more. I want more, keep all of it.
Well, it's interesting. The parents, you know, obviously it always comes down to the parenting. Whenever you're encouraging your child to do something, you know, that you know is good for them or a good lesson for them, you know, it all comes back to how we parent our children. Like, do you want them to eat their vegetables? Well, then you have to eat your vegetables and you have to model that. And you know how it goes with all those kids in your house, I'm sure. So the same concept applies to Kids Can Give Too. It's how we parent them. But here's the thing. Kids love Kids Can Give Too. I thought it was going to be, you know, one of those things where parents really have to do a hard sell. And they really don't, because what kid doesn't want a Visa gift card for $100+? You know what I mean? It's not really a hard sell. And so, you know, we have on our website, you know, a simple sentence that we have to say to your kids: hey, your friends simply give you money instead of gifts, and then you and your friends can help a charity and feel really good about yourselves, and you still get a gift. And kids are like, meh, okay, sounds good. We also have repeat customers. You know, there are kids that come back year after year after year, and they always want to have a Kids Can Give Two party. So that there is proof in itself. We've had tons of feedback from kids, from parents. We put out a survey pretty recently in the last couple months, right before the holidays, asking parents, you know, do your children like this? Would you do this again? And we got an over 90% approval rate from people who have had Kids Can Give Two birthday parties. So we know there is a need for this. We know that there are parents that really love it.
So what kind of places are the children donating their money to? What kind of nonprofits, if you will, are the children contributing to?
Well, there's all kinds. We've got We've got, you know, obviously we have nonprofits that help kids in all types and stages of need. We have kids that might have cancer. We've got families, like we have several Ronald McDonald Houses on our site. We have hungry kids with No Kids Hungry. We have animal charities. We have a cool mix of an animal and human charity. We're called Canines for Disabled Kids, and it's a charity in Massachusetts that trains dogs for kids with disabilities. So that's a really popular one. We have the interesting thing is that, you know, you get kids that have these, you know, personal and unique ties to a charity. For example, there were some twins in the Washington, D.C. area who wanted to give to the Ronald McDonald House because they were preemies. And that Ronald McDonald House helped their family, you know, while they were, you know, growing up a little bit in the hospital before they could go home. So and incidentally, that party raised one of my, I think it was like $1,400 or something. So right off the bat, bam, Ronald McDonald House got a check for $700. Imagine if 10 kids did that every month. Sure. That's like 7K. Right. You know, so you can see the type of impact.
Right, right. Now, Barb, is the program centered just in South Carolina, or do you help turn across the country with birthday parties?
Oh, no. Anywhere in the country. That's the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, we're constantly adding charities. So if you're listening and you know of a charity, absolutely get in touch with us. Just go to info@kidscangive2.com. Or you can just jump on the site and there's a charity tab and you can register your charity there. And then we'll have a conversation and make sure it meets all the criteria. But, you know, we're all over the country. And the beauty of that, there was a couple of kids that did a buddy party. We have the ability for two kids to have their party together. And we had a buddy party out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they chose an animal rescue here in Pawleys Island and, you know, ended up giving them over $500 from their birthday party. So that's the beauty of it. If you have a cousin that was in a Ronald McDonald House in another state, you can choose to give to that Ronald McDonald House.
Wow. What should partners do? What should listeners do if they want to partner a particular charity with Kids Can Give To?
Right. So if a charity wants to become a partner, like I said, it's really simple. Just jump online, and if you go to kidscangive2.com, that's TOO.com. If you go to kidscangive2, and then in the top on the top menu tab in the navigation bar, there's an option for charities. Then just choose to register my charity, and we can, and then you fill out a really quick form, and then we'll get in touch with you. We have to make sure that it's an appropriate charity. We want to make sure it's, you know, a charity that helps children. It's not too heavy, that kids can't, you know, relate to it too well. And that also they're a 501c3, that's important to us. But yeah, we're always looking for great charity partners. And what a great charity partner is to us is one that's not going to keep our partnership a secret, right? So
right.
We have to tell people and they have to promote. And the more they promote, the more people on their lists and the more of their followers and the more of their supporters will spread the word and book parties for their cause.
Wow, that's really neat. So, Barb, is there a story that really stands out to you that you would like to share?
I almost want to tell a story about just a charity that's near and dear to my heart, that kids have given to. It's called Lucy's Love Bus, and it was started by a mom who lost her daughter, Lucy, to cancer. And she and her daughter, when her daughter was fighting cancer, came up with the idea for Lucy's Love Bus. And she's beautifully sort of implemented this idea. And so the kids, and she's got a really great little following, and kids that give to that charity, they really relate to it because they're helping children with cancer not get the extras, you know, all the therapeutic things that help them get through the fight. Like they can get massages and chiropractic, and they can get horseback riding lessons and art lessons and all those cool things. So when people choose that charity, that's near and dear to my heart. Or when parents write to me and tell me, thank you, you've taught my child a lesson, and that it's actually just this one experience, they're now questioning how they can give more and how they can have the opportunity to give more. And that's happened several times when parents have written to me and told me that it's actually kind of changed their child, taught them something. And to me, as a lifelong teacher, that's really what it's all about for me, that teachable moment and changing lives and changing attitudes. That's what's so cool to me.
Barb, I would have to imagine that it's just not the child who is learning a lesson here. I would imagine that the parents are learning a lesson. The children who are invited to the party are learning a lesson. The parents of those children are learning a lesson. I imagine there's a lot of eyes and hearts being opened up by what you are doing.
Well, what's so cool about it is we allow the party guests that are coming to the party, there's a spot on their party host page where they can send a message to the child. And sometimes I just like to read the messages. They're so cool. Like these parents, parents of their friends. So we've got little Johnny and he's friends with little Sarah, and Sarah's mom will post a message on Johnny's that says, Johnny, this is so amazing that you are being so giving that this. So now this child, Johnny, is getting praises from his friends' parents, and they're really getting a full dose of what it means to really give back, and how people admire that, and it makes them want to do it more, and it makes them have that real warm feeling. So you're absolutely right. It affects the child, but it affects the parents. They're always so pleasantly surprised, and especially when they've never heard of Kids Can Give Too, and they get one of these invitations.
I bet. Now, Barb, what should our listeners do if they want to have a Kids Can Give party in their area? What do they need to do? How can they contact you? How can they find out more about you?
So as I talked to you before, we're trying to create this sustainability. We're trying to make it so that Kids Can Give Too can exist, right? So it costs money for developers and to keep it running. And so it is a for-profit company. That's how I was able to raise investment to get as far as I am now. So we've got this 1/12 problem. You could have a visitor, you could have a listener right now who is like, wow, this is so cool. I want to do this for my child. And I'm really excited about it, but their party isn't until June, right? And then all of a sudden they forget about it. So first and foremost, you should sign up for a reminder. And all you have to do is go to kidscangive2.com, click remind me, and you don't have to register an account. It's super simple. Just put your name, your email, and the date you want to be reminded, and then we will send you an email 5 weeks before your party, 4 weeks before your party, and then 3.5 weeks before your party, so that you can be reminded to book your party. But if your party's coming up, of course, go ahead and host. But we like to tell people and drive them to those reminders, because that's the call to action from hearing me right now, is just jump on the site and sign up for a reminder.
And what is that website, Barb?
It's kids, K-I-D-S, can, C-A-N, give, G-I-V-E, to.com.
So kidscangive2.com. Can people find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook under, if you just go in the search bar, Kids Can Give 2, or it's Facebook/KidsGive. I'm also on Twitter at KidsCanGive2. I'm on Pinterest at KidsCanGive2, and I'm on Instagram at KidsCanGive2.
All right. Absolutely love the idea. Absolutely love the idea. No more skating parties for me. And there's nothing wrong with skating parties.
But you can still skate. That's the beauty of it.
I can still skate, but I've hosted enough of those and I've run enough of those. But this idea is something unique. And as I said earlier, it sounds like so many people can learn from this, and hearts can be changed, lives can be changed, and you don't know what this is going to lead to with these children. These children might just, it could open up so many doors for these children. I want to thank you for what you're doing. I want to thank you for being part of the program, and I'd love to have you back on the program in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Dr. John, and reach out if you have any charities that you're interested in.
I sure will.
For me to list on my site, okay?
I sure will. Give us that website one more time, will you please, Barb?
Yep, it's kidscangive2.com.
All right, wonderful. That's Barb Royal with KidsCanGive2.com. Check them out for your next birthday party for your child, for your grandchild, for your niece, your nephew. Hey, suggest it to somebody else. Encourage somebody else to check this out. This is a really neat idea. And you're helping others. So it's a win-win scenario for all. Okay, that'll be do it for another episode of Parent Factors with Dr. John. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Dr. John DeGarmo. Check me out on my web, Foster Care. Also find me on Twitter and Facebook as well. Until then, until next week, until Parent Factors with Dr. John, I bid you cheers.